bays. Rav Poppe, in the middle of the Omid, let us start again. This memra of Rav Poppe, Rav Hunde, Bereder, Rav Yeshua, Omri, Tavayo. Haim Ashkante, Ba'asre, De Misalki. Amashkin, Ba'asre, De Misalki, that means, Poshe speaking about Amashkante, De Nechiyosa, and, Meshkanta dan achyosa, that l'cheir is muta me'iker adin, perhaps we'll get problems later, but al kaponim, meshkanta dan achyosa, that is muta ba'ascha de misalki. Ba'ascha de misalki is proof that since whenever the loiva gives money, the malve has to leave, so we say he doesn't have any bailus in the etzim karke, he only has a schus achilus peiris. So, hay mashkanta ba'ascha de misalki, ein bal choyv goyve heimenu. So, if the malve who is living on this mashkin died, so now, but he is a schus yet in this mashkin, so his bal choyv cannot be goyve heimenu. Why? Because it is not considered that the loive, the malve was a loive to his balchoi, that this loive possessed karke. He only possessed peiris. He had a schus achilas peiris. And we have a klal metaltali diyasmi loy mishtabdi le balchoi. Ve'ein abachoir noitel bo pishnayim. And if this malve died, and he left over this mashkin, which he has a schus achilas peiris, so b'ayna b'chayr neitel bo pishnayim, because it's something, the schus achilas peiris is when the peiris come to be able to eat them. But it's not called that it was motzi loy b'chayot. Now b'chayr only takes pishnayim b'motzi and not b'roi lovay. U'shviyis misha motzo. And if it became shviyis, so Shviyis is Meshamet. Uba Asre Deloy Misalki. But what if it's a Mashkin? Ba Asre Deloy Misalki. Bal Choyv Goy Veheimenu. So then the din is that a Bal Choyv is Goy Veheimenu. Because it's considered Ba Asre Deloy Misalki means that the Malva possessed the Kalke was a Mecha. I bought this karka for 4 years. You can't chase me out of this karka. So it's considered the karka belonged to the malve. So if now the malve died, his malve can take over this karka because it was mishubitim. It's a karka that was mishubit. Ubecher neitel pishnaim. Ubecher will take pishnaim. That means he had this karka for 4 years. So in this bailus of 4 years, the Bechel will take Pishnayim. And Shviyis Mishamotso, and Shviyis will not be Mishamet V'choyv. Now let us see Rashi. So Rashi, Ein Balchoyv Goy Veimenu, Imeis HaMalve. This Malve died. V'noflo Lifnei Bonov. And now this mashkin fell lifnei bono. Ein bal choyv shall avim goy ve'aymenu. The ein la avim begufe shall karke klum. The father doesn't possess any karke. Umetaltali ba'al meninu. All he has is aschus achilas peiris, which is metaltali. Metaltali diyasmi le'y mishtabdi le'bal choyv. Yisoymim, yarshin, metaltalim. That doesn't become a shubid labalchoy. The bishloim meba oidei kayim. Cause man, this malve, who's also alive, when he was alive, govi, then his malve could be goiva from him, patalamiglime da al kaspe. He can take away the shirt off his back. Sharei loi hilva moiso, because the loive, the malve lent the loive his money, v'nishtabit, and he owes him the money. And if Allah ba oza malva mani va teira omra, yove shliach bezna vikonis la besa vita mashkainai. So it seems we can take a mashkin who adin you can take metaltalov, ligvois chayvai. Tersi va isha shata neishibai. Vamini la kamon ze shliach bezna that he's goive the mashkin. Avaleiche de misba adi yasmi. But, Heichademis, but if this Malbe died, he's a loyvet, it's his Balchoy. But he asked me, Maya vidite, what can the Balchoy be taiveya from his Yisoinim? Maya vidite de Tova, what can he be taiveya? Arei loy lovu mimenu, they never borrowed from him. If the father left over karke, mishtabi nichsei michayev, or mechayev midin orev. Machayev midin orev, the karke is mishubet midin orev. The nichsayu, the varinish, inon arevim beis. Rashi says, amir de kalomdis, but the lomdis is of shibuda de reisit. So Rashi says, because the karkois of a person are an orev, the chi oisvei, when he lent him money, alayu somach, he relied on the kark. So just like this, I love this, when I want to lend Reuven money, but I don't rely on Reuven, I don't rely that Reuven will pay up. And Shimon comes to me and tells me, listen, lend him the money, and if he won't pay up, I'll take care of the chay. So since I relied on Shimon, so there's a chiyuv of an orev. The one who I relied on, there's a chiyuv on him to pay up the chayiv. So memeila is a drashi, if I relied on the karkois of the loive, that's why I lent him the money, so the kark is meshubet midin orev. The chiyuv rei alayu samach. But if he left over metaltali, for the din orav like it, there's no din orav over here. The lav alai samich malva. The malva never relied on these metaltalim. Why didn't he rely? He'll be yodi latzni on metaltalim. He could hide them. Ula abdom. He could destroy them. So in mele, there's nothing but to rely on. So metaltalim can only mon minay. The loiva is alive, I can mum from him from the Lina Dal Kaspe. The minute the loiva died, you can mum from the same metaltalim. Mm-hmm. But if he left over a kalkim, so then you can mum from the kalkas. The kalkas meshubet midino. They never chenei topishnai. Man dama bababa basre. They never chenei topishnai benulve. According to the man Yomba that says Abacher does not take Pishnayim b'milve, Hanami oyu ba'ascha de misalkim, milve ba'almo, he doesn't have the kark, he only has a schus to be goyver from the peiris akark. Teina soda lefon of elo leshibut peiris, can only be zeiche in the peiris which will grow out. V'havale roi, that is called roi. The malva did not possess these peiris. It's roi lovi. Nachanoito b'roi lovi lefneim lachem isa lachli kevamuxik b'yad ovi. Versi b'shoye b'chol asher yimot zeloim. Ushviyis mishamatzom. And if it's an asra de misalki, so shviyis is mishamit kishar milva b'shtar. Like any other milva b'shtav, shenichse loive mishubodim lehem, even though the nichse loive is mishubit, but it's not called that it was nigve. The b'shvi is mishamatzo. The einze milva al hamashkin shen shvi ish mishamatzo. So Rashi says this is not similar to someone who lent money on a mashkin metaltalin. And there the din is, if the malver amashkin metaltalim, the halacha is that it's shvius is not mishamed. The hosam amashkin shal metaltalim kaimina. There was the amashkin metaltalim. The time of mishum, the balchoit, kaine amashkin shebiyodai. Yafinim avalachot yetzadoke, vahavaleike govoi. For now, let's just patayt Rashi, because we will see in a few minutes that Taisus is chaylik on Rashi. There's a memra of Rav Yitzchok. Rav Yitzchok said, Bal choy koine mashkin. Now, what does that mean, Bal choy koine mashkin? That means, Shaloi b'shas halvo. Shaloi b'shas halvo means he lent the money for 30 days. 30 days comes about, and now the Malva knocks on the door of the Loive, where's the Pivoim? I don't have any. So then the din is that Bezen will send the Shlich Bezen to be Goiva Mashkin from him. May Iker Hadin, the Malve can be Goiva the Choy from this Mashkin. He just goes to Bezen, and Bezen says, take it, and he takes it. But he has the Mashkin in his hands, that Bezdin will give him an okay, will give him a green light, it's his already. It's his already. So even though before the green light of Bezdin, he is a kinyan in the mashkin. And therefore, if he lets the loive sleep on this mashkin, he's called about tzedakah, lochoti a tzedakah, that the malve has a tzedakah by letting the loive sleep on this mashkin. So if it's called tzedakah, so we see it is considered. If it's called tzedakah, it is considered ke'ilu, it belongs to the malve. So Rashi says, by a mashkin metaltalin, then shvius is not mishamet, because it's considered, since he's kind of the mashkin, it's called ke'ilu, the chayim is gavi already. Ba'amalei gavi, that is dafke by a mashkin, ba'asre, the misalki, but a mashkante ba'asre de loy misalki. So bal choyv goyve mimenu zetrashim meirdikel shaynis the mecher hu etzloim. The asre de loy misalki, that means the karka was sold to the malve. It means that there was no halvor. He gave him money and he sold him a karka. And the karka sold to him. He has a schus p'diyah after this man. Then it's a schus p'diyah. But till then, it's a mecha gomo. Now, before we see Taisviz, I'd like to say over the Yisaydis to Karajbe. Here it says that Shviyas is Mishamet. By Asre de Mesalki. Fragt der Rashbe, wie redzucht er? If it's speaking about, let's say, the Halvo, Shviyas is, let's say Shviyas was Topshin Samachas. Now, if the Halvo was to be paid up Topshin Samachas, so it's Goy Zimne. That means this man Peroin didn't come yet. So Memele, so then there's no Din Shviyas in Gans. The whole Din of Shviyas is if this man Gviya came, so Shviyas Meshamet. If the Zman Havo is Topshin Samach Tes, the Zman Peroin is Topshin Samach Tes, so then Afilu Ba'asche the Mesalki, the Malve can't force the Loive to pay. So it's just like if a person lends someone for 10 years, so the Gemara says a Malkus that Shviyas is not Meshamet, because there's no din of Loyigais. The whole din of Shviyas is that even though you have a schus negise, when it comes Shmita, Loyigais. If I lend someone from 10 years, so till 10 years Bacha, I don't have a schus negise. So Memela, so the Shviyas in the middle is not Meshamet. So fragt der Rashbe, wie retzach lo? Oib se retzach, that the זמן פרוי נחוי בוס אפטר שמיטה. So the Shemitah is not Meshamet Pachlach, because the Zman Paroim didn't come. V'i la'achar zimne, and if we'll say the Zman Paroim was, the Zman Paroim was after, was v'i la'achar zimne, it's after the Zman Paroim, let's say, the Zman Paroim was Tavshin Samazayim, that was the Zman Paroim, now Shemitah comes, so, אפילו באסרה דלוי מסלקי נמי, דבוסר זימני אסרה דמסלקי. That means, אפילו באסרה דלוי מסלקי, that means, let's say, he here till Tovshin Samach Zayin, he can have the karke, and then later, he can be mesalik. So if he can be mesalik already, so now it's a zman peroin, it's a zman negise, so shvi, he should be mishamet. זאת הרשבו אמור דקטרץ, באסרה דלוי מסלקי, ורשבו says, it's a mecha, there never was a halvo. Till he pays him the money, it's a mecha. So that means, באסרה דלוי מסלקי, he lent him money, חווייס טופשן סמר דלת, it's טופשן סמר זיין, now he can be מסלק him already. He wasn't Mesalakim, now comes Tavshin Samaches, which is Shemitah. Shemitah is not Meshamet, because there never was Halvo. There never was Halvo. He sold him a karke. He sold him a karke. It was a mecha. If he is a schus to give back the money, maybe he'll buy back the karke. But Kol's money doesn't give him the money. There's no such concept of Alvo. There was a mecha of a karka, even though it's Yochel is Alkoi. So never was a Alvo. That is Pshat the Gemara. So the Gemara of Maisa is speaking about that this man Peroin came Topshin Samazayim. But Asra the Mesalki, there was a Choy. There's a Leigois. Some Emelis or Shvius is Meshamet. Asra the loy mesalki, there was a mecher of karke. So even though nakim mesalakim from the end of Tavshin Samar Zayin, but Kozman is not mesalakim, it's a mecher, so there's no din of Shvi is meshamet by a mecher. Azoi zukterash bapshat min zidemor. Zok toisviz. Hai mashkante ba'asre de mesalki, ein balchayv goy ve'emenu. So, Toisves, tahavi ki metaltali diyasmi deloy mishtabdi de balchayv. So, Toisves said that's what Rashi had said. I'm more the Columbus. Since it's mesalki, so it's considered the father never possessed any karke. The father only had a schus achilas peiris. So, memele, his Baal Choyt can't be Goyve because Metal Tli Diyasmi Loim Vishtabdi Le Baal Choyt. Fractoises Amir de Kekashe Veloido Mili Yisoymim Shegobu Karka Bechoyves Aviyem. The din is, let's say Reuven lent Shimon money and then Reuven died and now Reuven's son Chanoich went and was Goyve Karka from Shimon. So the din is the Baal Choyv of Reuven can be goyve this karke. V'loidom ili yisoymim shigavu karke b'choyv esadim. The Baal Choyv choyse b'goyve yisemehem. Af al gav de shuma hodro lo ilom. Taisus hamayra v'kikashe. Let's see what's going to happen. Chanoich was goyve a karke from Shimon. Fine. So this karke we consider was mishubet in the Baal Choyv Abu. Fine. What will be the din if Shimon comes now to the Yisayimim and tells the Yisayimim, listen, give me back my karke, I'll give you money. So the din is shume hodra la'olam, they can force the Yisayimim, they can force the malva, whoever was gave the karke, they can force him to give it back and take money. That's an Ishuma Hodra Loilam. So it comes out, every karke from a Baal Choyv is equivalent to Ascha de Mesalki. And we said Ascha de Mesalki is not considered a bailus on the karke. it is considered like you only had a schus achilas peiris. Fregt ois, weiss, like, dom isa mishgo vokarka, b'chai b'savim, d'bal chai b'chai s'vedoi b'oisa mehem. Ava gavde shum ahodra lo ilom. So, ois, weiss, nein, alo ahodra lo mishum vasisa yosha vatoi. The whole din that we give back the karka to Shimon the Loive is not because it didn't belong to the Malva, or it doesn't belong to the Yasmei HaMalva. It zicha belongs. No, so it's theirs, period. And it comes up to this Gireyus and their Bailas. No, Alts Vasisa Vayosha Vatoi, we told them, Rabbi, give it back to the Loive. He's buying it back. It's not said he's taking it back. And Shudik, when you gave a karka, now it became the karka of the malve. And the loive is buying it back. It's called his karka. The sees of Yoshua Toiv is a fumadin to sell it back. So Memele, so that's not called metaltal the yasme, and that's why the malva can always eat the karka below nach yoso, because this is mamashis karka alochadik. Ushviyes mishamotso. It says ba'asre de misalki, ba'asre de misalki. It says that that shviyes is mishame. The ktoisvis. Leidomi, so Taisis asks Rashi's kash. Leidomi le malva al hamashkin de eino mishamotzom. The din is, if I lend, the malva lends a loiva money. And he gives him a mashkin, it's not mishamit. And here we say that an ascha de misalki, it is mishamit. Shani metalt and the tavus lobekonulu shaloi bishas havo sikrab Yitzchak. If he got it shaloi bishas havo, that means when this man peroin came, he was goive this mashkin, so he's kind of the mashkin. Lohi gam bishas havo choshu shalochicha biyadecha vokalka loi. Now we have to realize that there's a big machlokes Rashi and Taisvus. Rashi said, Shviyas is not meshamed by a mashke metaltalim, because he was koine mid Rab Yitzchok, and that's dafke shaloi b'shasavo. But amol yev a mashke b'shasavo. A mashke b'shasavo means, we Reuven lend Shimon money, and Shimon gives him a mashke b'shasavo. The mashke b'shasavo is not koine. There's no shail about it. But for Pinky and Taisus wants to say, Shvius is not Meshamet, even though he's not Kain. So the Stipla and Kedushin, Simon Yudalad explains, Taisus in other places explains a little bit, it's called Olim Shibudai. Since he has in his Rishus a Mashkin that Bishaloi Bishasavo will automatically become his Lgerabailus in the Mashkin, So he has now by him something that will automatically become his shalei b'shas havo. So this shibud is an olam shibudai. It's called shel ochicha biyodecha. This is shitas hatosis, and Rashi doesn't seem to hold like that, because Rashi says that the whole halacha. Rashi says the whole halacha of. Mashkin is not Meshamet, Mashkin Metalfon is when he's Kaini Mid Rabbi Yitzchak, that is Dafke Shalei Bishasavo, and Taisus holds Afilo Bishasavo. Gam Bishasavo, Choshim Shalachicha Biyodech. This is Shitas Ataisus. Zokta Gemara Vaiter. Vi Omri Mar Zutre Mishmei Derav Pope. Hai Mashkante Ba'asra de Misalki. A mashkin ba'asra de Misalki, which means that the loive can come to the malve. Whenever he gives him money, everything goes back. Is the din is like this. Afilu mitamri da abudya. a meredike zach. That means as follows. That means a malve had a mashkin, ba'ascha de misal. Now, the malve went up on a dekel. Let's say in this mashkin there was a dekel. And the din is ba'ascha de misal, kilatid benachyosa. Let's say zidin benachyosa. And he cut off the tamarim. And bizmaneim, the dekel is very tall. So one used to go up, cut the tamarim, used to put underneath the dekel mats, achzalois, so when they cut off the tamarim, they fell on a mat, and they didn't get squished and destroyed. Fine. So that's how they used to cut off the tamarim. So now, when he cut off the tamarim, and it fell on the mat, so we'll see, the vial, he didn't make a maisekinyan on the tamarim, he just cut them off. He cut them off, now he wants to eat them. He's on the process of going down the ladder, and all of a sudden someone comes into the field, the loiver. Here's $1,000, a good talk. Ask the Masalki. So here's your $1,000 back. I take back the cock. So the Gemara, these payers that he cut off, since he did not make a Maise Kinyan on them, so they're not his yet. Ascha de Misalki means the karka belongs to the loibe. And I am a schus to eat the peiris when I make a maise kinyan in them. More than that, I don't have. So memele, if it hai mashkanta ba'ascha de Misalki, Misalki lay, the loibe can give him money, and he can be misalik the malva from the karka, Vafilu mitamri da budye. That means even the tamarim that are now lying on the mat, he cut off these tamarim for himself, but since he did not make a maise kinyan on them, so it's still considered these are the tamarim of the loiver. He gives them the money, a guten tag. Let's see what Rashi says. Afilu mitamre da budye, shagoydrin tamarim. When you cut off the tamarim from a deco, shoytrin machzolois tachas avkolim. You spread out a whole bunch of hats. The neiflim atamarim me alayim. Neiflim atamarim alayim, the tamarim fall on these mats. Vimbo vishilim loima oiso. Now, if he fell already on the mat, and now the loiver comes and pays him back the $1,000 for the chayv. Misalkoi af min hatmorim hatlushim shal hamachzolis. So these tamorim that he cut down, the loiver will take. Because the malve as yet was not koine these tamorim till he makes a maisekinyan in them. And by cutting off the tamorim, that's called a maisekinyan. Fine. The ad behanu besisni, if he picked it up besisni in a sal, konanu, so then he was kind it already. So if he picked up the tamarim in a sal, so then he was kind of the tamarim, and now the loiver comes and gives him the $1,000, so he takes back the mashkante, but these payers that he was already kind of, he wasn't, this will belong to the malve. Now let us see what Rashi says. V'yadvehinu kvar besisni, Shenosnon besoich salim, he put them in basket. Shenotlon min hamachzolois, he took them off the mats and put them in salim. Kona oisom bahagbo, says kaine bagbo, kaidem shekibol moisom. She was kaine ready the payers before the loiver was mesalik him from the mashkin, but a hein shaloi, now it belongs to him. Now, let me just relate that is, you have to know what Pshat and Rashi is. Rashi says, V'agvinu kvar besisnam, besisni, shanosam besir salim, kona oisam behagbo. So he was koine behagbo and he's koine. Now, what does Rashi mean, he was koine behagbo? So the Rehitis Loshan of Rashi would seem, he picked it up from the mat and he put it in the basket. So the process of picking it up from the mat to put it into the sal is a maisa hagbo. So the maisa is kind of with hagbo. So the Drisha asks a shayla, hagbo needs kavona to be kind of. He didn't have kavona to be koine. He picked it up to put it into the basket. But he had no kavona skinyan. Hagbo is a maisa kinyan, but you need kavona liknois. Here he didn't have kavona liknois. This is the drishas kasha and rashi. In Perisha Dachsma, he wants to say pshat and rashi. He picked up the basket. You have to know the law what rashi means. Shenostam b'seich salim shenotlo min amachzolos and konois and baba, and he picked up the basket to be koine the dos. That's what it seems he wants to say in the brish. Yeah. So that, then he will be koine. Made a maisag, but he'll be koine. Then the Gemara says weiter, the E, Laman de Oma Kalov Shaloikeya Gurshus Baicha Kaya Laikeya Afiladulayagbino Besisni Konanu. That means if you hold as a Shailan de Gemara Baba Basre, if Kalov Shaloikeya Bishus Moicha is Kaya. Let's just explain this for 1 minute. Kalov Shaloikeya Bishus Moicha means as follows. Reuven comes to Shimon, and he wants to buy apples. Fine. So Reuven tells Shimon, listen, here's my basket. Put everything in the basket. Now, the basket belongs to Reuven, and the basket is lying b'shus Shimon. Now, normally, a basket is kind of tchotza. Caleb Shalom is kind of tchotza. That's called his b'shus. But now the shaila is, since this basket is in the reshus of the moicher, so could be it comes bottle to the reshus of the moicher, and it can't be koine. So now the Gemara says, these machzolos belong to the malcha. They are laying in the reshus of the loive. So the Gemara says, if you hold Kalov Shalakeh Bishus Moicha Konet Hashem the Moba Babasre, so then the Malva would be kain as soon as it fell on the Mechzeles Midin Chotzer. Let us see Rashi. Lamanda Moba Babasre Kalov Shalakeh Kain Eloi Afilo Hu Bishus Shal Moicha, it's also kain in even though he didn't lift up the machzelos, if he should call the machzelos of Shem Kalov, he's kind of with the machzelos. That's the sugya. Now, a new sugya. Pshite ba'ascha demisalki. We're speaking about, oh, here this is a new din, and it's very sadistic is after. Ba'ascha de mesalki. Ba'ascha de mesalki means that this is a mokim, that the minig is, that the loiva gives the malva mashkin, and you mesalkim. Whenever you want to give him money, you mesalkim from the mashkin. Ba'ascha de mesalki, ba'omar loi mistalakno, ha'komar de loi mistalakno. Now, let us see Rashi. So, Rashi, V'oma loy mistalakno, b'shas matan mois, hisna al menash, shloituch alisalkeni, עד כך וכך שונים, ועל מנס כן נוסן מויסאו, וכך גניקנה בכסף, בין דרך מקח, בין דרך סחירס, בין בכל הדרוכים כפי התנאי. אמר די כזך, רשי says like this, we're talking about באסרה דמסלקי. So that means all חייבס, סתם, the מלווה lends money, the לייבה has this right to be מסלק, the מלווה, whenever he wants. That's the מיניג המוקר. Fine, that's the מיניג. We made, he filled out all the forms, the loive comes up to give him the money, the malva comes to the loive. Said, loive, I'm lending you these $100 on one condition. I'm going to have this karka for 4 years. Don't want the condition? I wouldn't talk. The loive is standing there, the money is dwindling, dangling in the malva's hand, and he told the loive, Zochel bitra kane. I'm lending. I know the meaning of Malkim is that he can be misalik business. You want to go to someone else, give him to hey. I'm lending you this money on menas that the kark is mine for 4 years. You can't be misalik me in the 4th year. Now, if the loive is going to take the money, he can say, well, the meaning of Malkim, he told him, Rochel bitraktano, I'm lending you the money on this condition. And if he accepts the money, so it means he's accepting it on this condition. And now Rashi says, but how was he koine the mashkin? That means, stam albo, it's a yochel salik. How was the malva koine the mashkin? So Rashi says, v'karke nikne bekese bein derech mekach bein derech siris bein b'chol adrochim t'piyat noy. He's being kind of the kalka now. Asra doloy mesalki is a mecher. It's not a havo we had before from the Rashba. He said, Rabbi, I'm giving you $100. I'm buying the kalka for 4 years. You want it? It's good. Isn't it a good talk? And if the loive accepts the money, that's a Rashi learns pshat. If the loive accepts the money, so that means bakoch yano amen. So he's maskim to sell him the mashkin that he can't be misalkim for 4 years. That is ba'asre the misalki va'oma loy mistalakna. Hakoma the loy mistalakna. El ba'asre the loy misalki. It was the other way around. It was an asre the loy misalki. In this mokim, you lend money automatically, the malva is there for 4 years. Loy Mesalki, the loy has no right to kick him out of the field. Every halvo in this mokim is, that's the understanding. I lend you money, you go into the karka, and the loy can be Mesalki whenever he wants. Now, the Asrim, the loy Mesalki, it's Asrim the loy Mesalki. In this mokim, you never Mesalki for 4 years. Va'omar mistalakna. Now, I'm going to make a case. The malve, you see, everyone is faster the loy mistalki. So now he's lending him the money. So as soon as he can take the money, so that's faster the loy mistalki. He'll have the kalka for 4 years. He sees the tears streaming down the eyes of the loive. About 4 years, the kalka will be by the malve. It doesn't have an eight, so you can't get him out of the kalka. So he tells the loive, Mr. Lakna, whenever you come with the money, you can be paid the money. Ah, the Mesamech ben Ayi, Shalom al Yisrael. He told the Mr. Lakna. Now the shaila is if he meant it or not. Okay. My. Sorech le mikne minei oiloi. He has to make a maisi kinyan on this, or is word enough? Apopo ma le tzorech le mikne minei. He said, when he lent him the money, he said, Mr. Lakma, it's finished. He said that. That I'm lending you money. Apshei, le tzorech le mikne minei. Apshei, she's berei da abidi, oma tzorech le mikne minei. If the loive wants that this should work, he opened up his mouth now, he put his foot in his mouth, the malva, and he said, you know, you might give me salak. He says, the malva, listen, before I take the money, you want to make a kinyan chalipin on this? Let's just make it official. It should be more than words. Make a king in Chalipin. So then the Malva was Meshabin himself that he'll give him a schus l'salkoi. So then it'll work. Let's see what Rashi says. If he wasn't koine dibure ba'almu, it's just words. He can say, listen, the minig is like Mr. Lach. I told you, I'll let you be Mishalks. I said a lot of things in my life. So the Ritva says, that's what the Ritva tainets. So Mamele, it's worthless. If the minig is like this, he just said it, b'shas tavo, you know, b'chaybosa, he said, no, if you mind, you can be Mishalik. Let us see Taisvis. So if we learn Poshib Shat and Taisvis, Taisvis wants to be Chaylik and Rashi. Ain leforesh mishum de malve koma Mr. Lakna. Not the way Rashi said, because the malve said Mr. Lakna. Bahavi pitumi mili. It says pitumi mili. He's saying it lachaybosai. The levi iboy lasnui. The levi should have said this. Listen, I'm buying money, but I want to have. This is a schus of the levi. Not the malva should have said it. Dim kain. If that's pshat the gemara the way Rashi says, amai tzorch lemikne. So why does the Gemara say words are nothing? You have to make a Maisa Kinyan. Lema the Leiva Yasna. Let the say not make a Maisa Kinyan. Let the Leiva say. Ptumi Mili means the wrong person made the condition. That means the Leiva should have said, listen, I'm buying the money, but I want every right to be Misal. That's the Leiva's rights that he is Mishayah and the Maskin. The Leiva should have said it. If the Malva says, no, you'll be able to do it. So then we say it's Ptume Mili. So Memele, so Taisha says, if that is the whole Chesorin, if that is the whole Chesorin, so then we should say that the Levi should make the night, not you make a Maisik in you. So that's why Taisus is chaylik and Rashi. It's speaking about la'ache shalobi menustam. There was a halvo. It was ba'asre doloi misalki. It was a halvo, ba'asre doloi misalki. Now afterwards, so the malve acquired a kinyan in the mashkin. The malve is a kinyan in the mashkin that loy misalki. I want to have a schus siluk. Rabid, it's too late already. The malve is muzik in the mashkin, and he got a kinyan in the mashkin that you can't be misalikin. It's a kinyan shlo yachze boy. If it would be the beginning of the war, then the tenai of the leiva would zicher help. Even though most people in this mokim are loy misalki, even shezeh omad v'tzovach lo yochel liknais alamashu maknoloy, he can't be makne him more than he wants if it's speaking about betchilas halvo. So therefore, we have to make a mekimte. It's speaking about after the halvo and the malve. The Malva acquired already a schus that you can't be misalikin. So now, the locha we paskin, in order that he should lose this schus, you have to make a maisa kinyan. Now, according to Rav Pope, that says you don't have to make a maisa kinyan. So, the Rishonim say pshat, but how does he lose this schus? So the Rishonim say that Mechila will help on the Schus. Just like Mechila will help on the Etzem Choyv, Akibimeichel, the whole Choyv, I can be moichel this chus I acquired in this mashkin from the choy. That's what the papa held. And others held not like that. And we hold not like that. Also, according to Tosfos, we have to say the first Gemara is also speaking about la'acha halva. It means he lent him money, va'asre de misalki, and after the halva, the malve says, loy mistalakna, and the loyva was maske mistalakna. So here, l'chari, you have to make a maise kinyan, you have to get a schus in the karke. So here the Rishonim say, since he's a musik in the mashkin, so he's still there, so he can now acquire a schus in the mashkin, that now the loyve cannot be misalakim more. Zot the Gemara weiter. Omar. What is, we were learning the din of siluk. Omar. What is the din if the loyve told the malve, Ezel va'aisi zuzi, I'm going to bring money. That means the malve took down all the peiris. He's about to make a kinyan on the peiris. The loyve knocks on the door frantically. I'm bringing money. I'm bringing money already. So, good. So, but good when you bring money. I'm a suluk from the dust till you bring the money. I can make a kinyan in the peiris. So the Gemara says, if the loyve said, Ezel va'aisi zuzi, amashkante va'asre de misalki, that the loyve is a schus to be misalik the malve, is not only when he gives the money in his hands, he's misalik from the mashkin. If he tells him, I'm going to bring the money, he's also misalik. That means that's mischusei haloyve. The Hamashkin is only till you tell me you'll bring the money. Ezel va'aisi zuzi loyach. So the Malva can eat anymore. What if he said, Ezel ve'etrach va'aisi zuzi? He told us, I don't have any money yet. But I'm going out now to shaf money and I'm going to bring you money. I'm going to get money. But etrach, I'm going. Is Ravina on my ochel? Listen, good. When you get the money, then you'll talk. But now, you don't have the money, you're going to be terer to get the money, you don't have a schus schilik. Ravina on my ochel, you don't have a schus schilik of all you tell me is etrach. Mazutra bereid rav mori omar lo yochel. And he can't eat already. Etrach already is also enough to be misalik. Unless we see he's just talking and he can't accomplish anything. But if a person says, etrach va'aisi zuzi, that means he's up to bringing zuzi already, and automatically the malve loses the right to eat any payers. Sagt Rashi, amele ezel vaisi zuzi vashalmach, umei ata al teichel peiris hoit, loi ochel, hoil va mois mochonala, he has money already. Loi noch nu loi rishus li yishay mit oichel, so the malva has no schus to eat the peiris till he brings it. Pasre de mesalki koi. Then the Gemara says, by etrach we had a machloike, so we pasken by etrach also, he's not allowed to eat the peiris.